Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello, Frank Rush here. Welcome to another Focus on Community. Good to have you along. This week, we're going to help save you by keeping money in your pocket, unless you want to spend it. We're going to talk with Tim Maniscalco for the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. BBB.org is their website. And don't forget, if there's anything that you missed during the course of today's show, not a problem, because we have it for you right now on our website. Just head on over there, and you can either stream it or you can download it and listen back to it as a podcast. Like I said, Tim Maniscalco is our guest today. Tim, how you doing?
Oh, fantastic. How about yourself, Frank?
Not too bad. Are you guys back at work yet at the BBB? Of course, you've always been working, right?
Yeah, we're kind of halfway there. We will allow some of our staff to come in. Still have to wear masks. So we're waiting for the mask mandate to be lifted. But yeah, we're back to work. You can get us anytime.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. And yeah, and the thing is, with what you guys do, a lot of it you can do everything from home anyway. So the fact that the staff's not in the office really hasn't affected you at all.
No. We've got all our computers. We're set up so that we can work from home. We put everything on the cloud so everyone can access it that way. So, no, we really haven't missed a beat since the COVID whole situation, started. And we're out there trying to, like you say, make certain that people have trustworthy businesses and keep those scammers away.
The main business, or the main reason for your business, is to keep folks' money in their pocket and keep them from being ripped off and scammed. And believe it or not, one of the scams that's out there right now, I know you guys have done some studies on this. Let's face it, it's not just people at work that are at home. Kids in school are now at home. And now cheating on homework and extortions, there's a whole new scam surrounding your kids and their homework, right?
Yeah, this is one for, let's say high schoolers or someone who may try to be getting away without doing their homework. You can go online now, and there are websites where people say, hey, we'll do your homework, we'll write a paper for you, basically someone that'll do your schoolwork for you. Well, here's the catch on this. Let's say, you don't want to write that paper, and you go to this website and you say, hey, I need a paper on such and such topic. Well, what's going to happen is they're going to come back and they're going to say, we need more money because we've got to do a little bit more research here. Bottom line is, number one, you're not going to get anything from these people. It's just a scam. Number two, if you don't pay them, they're going to rat on you, so to speak. They're going to go tell your parents. They're going to tell your school. So it's basically just an extortion scam out there. So if you're thinking that, you can get away with something by having one of these websites do your homework for you, write that next paper for you, don't fall for this. This is just going to be something that's going to get you in trouble. It's obviously going to be very embarrassing to you, and it's not going to be something that you're going to want to have to face up to. So just be careful of this. Once again, these are the scammers who try to make it look like you can do something easy here for, just a little bit of money. And it's really just an extortion scam. So a tough lesson for, someone in school to learn.
So in other words, if you really want to cheat, just stick to the normal. Just use Google on everything and write your own paper. Don't hire somebody to write the paper for you. I hate to say it, but you got to give it to the folks who are the scammers out there. I mean, I'm sure they're making lots of money off this racket.
This was pretty creative. I tell you what, when I read this one, I said, boy, I don't think there's anything else these scammers can come up with. And they came up with this one. This was, this was pretty creative. When you're young, you're vulnerable to a lot of these things. You fall for a lot of these things. So, there's no easy way, through life, so to speak. Getting your education is very important. You want to do the work, that'll pay great dividends as you go through life. It's probably one of the most important things you can do as you're growing up. So, get your education, do the work, because that's what's going to pay off for you. You don't want someone else to do the work for you.
And just remember there, boys and girls, that you may go through and cheat and get your degree or paper or whatever, but eventually once you get hired, probably take about a month or two before they figure out, you're really not as smart as you said you were.
Yeah, no, it'll get revealed some way, shape, or form. You're exactly right.
Just had a story the other day. The mask mandate by the TSA is still in effect for a good portion of the rest of the year, up until September sometime now, I think, something like that. And now you guys have come across a scam as far as renewing global entry and TSA pre-checks. And again, it's a scam, and I imagine this one's probably getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of people now who are starting to travel, particularly on airplanes, and a lot of people use these pre-register sorts of websites where, you know, if you register and give them information, you can go through the security much quicker than, let's say, a normal person has to go through all of the security checks and things like that. TSA PreCheck and Global Entry are probably the two that people know the most. So here's the deal. If you haven't traveled in a while, you may have to update and renew all the information on your TSA PreCheck or Global Entry. Now, here's where the scam comes in. If you go on and want to update that and get it kind of renewed, there'll be something, another website or an offer on there that says, hey, we can get you renewed. We can update your TSA PreCheck. Just click here, pay us a little bit of money, give us all of your information, and we'll get it renewed for you, and you'll be good to go. Well, once again, that's a scam. They're after two things. Number one, your money, but probably more importantly, your information. If you think about all of the information that you have to give to TSA PreCheck or Global Entry, you know, that's kind of the keys to the kingdom. I mean, you're giving them your Social Security number, all kinds of information about yourself. So these folks are trying to get a little money from you, but really it's a great way to steal your identity. So if you are a frequent traveler that uses these services, and they're great services, I know a lot of people who use them, and if you do travel a lot, it does get you through the security a lot quicker. If you use those, don't go to one of these third-party websites that say that they will update this for you. Do it directly yourself. Go directly to the TSA website or the Global Entry website. You know, enter your information yourself. Make certain that it is indeed their website. Don't pay anybody else to do this for you, because once again, it's not so much the money that you're going to lose. You're basically telling them everything they need to know to steal your identity.
And then one of the things that the scammers are really taking advantage of, and I see this throughout all the scams we talk about, everybody wants to cut corners. Everybody wants to get maybe not necessarily a free ride, but they want to get through the gate just a little bit faster. Doesn't matter what you're talking about. And scammers just take advantage of everybody's desire to cut corners. And when you do that, that's when you leave yourself open.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. You know, like I say, these, if you're a frequent flyer, these pre-check sorts of advantages that you've got when you're going through security, it is helpful. But, scammers in this case, they want to take advantage of the fact that, hey, you think you can cut the corner and, you know, just have somebody else do it for you, when, in fact, they're not going to do anything for you, and they're just going to steal your money and your information.
One of the things we always talk about is the fact that gift cards are, in many cases, an awful big part of scams that go on here in our area and all around the country and all around the world. And you guys have just done a study, the BBB has, that shows that, well, that's not changing. Gift cards are still a very popular tool when it comes to scams, and even more so nowadays.
Yeah, this study really revealed the dramatic increase that we're seeing in gift cards used in scams. The reason that gift cards are so desired by the scammers is they're essentially not traceable. You know, once you either give someone that gift card or provide them the numbers, essentially the code on the back that will access the money, that money's gone. That money is almost essentially sent outside the country immediately. And it's really the preferred way that scammers want to get paid, because, like I say, there's no way to trace this. They get the money immediately, and boom. There goes your money. We've seen almost a threefold increase in gift cards over the last several years, and we're really trying to put an effort on retailers in particular, warning people when they buy gift cards. So if you go into a Walmart or a CVS or wherever you might buy these gift cards, particularly if you're going to buy several of them, let's say you're going to buy five $20 gift cards or something like that, you might be asked, hey, do you know, what are you using this for? And do you know that a lot of times these are used in scams? Don't be offended by that. In fact, that actually happened to me a couple of months ago. We were doing something for our staff, and I think I went in and bought 20 $10 gift cards, and the clerk there, stopped me and said, hey, do you know what, you're doing here, and a lot of scammers use these, and we don't want you to get taken.
And you said, yes, I do. I tell people about this. You said, yes, I do, because I tell people about this all the time.
I didn't say that. I said, hey, I'm very aware of that, using this for my staff. I didn't pull out my BBB card, so to speak. But we are trying to get retailers to warn people about this because it has gotten just out of control. And a lot of people are getting taken by this.
So stop giving people free stuff. That will help. but there's some things to remember about the gift cards, though, about the fact that, when do people really ask for these for payment? Well, not really. I mean, it's a gift card, and you should keep it in mind. That's really what it is. There's a lot of things that people do to kind of try to take advantage of you. Like I said, saying, hey, I'm from so-and-so, the government, send me money. Well, they don't do that, so...
Yeah, right. If someone asks you to pay for something via a gift card, I got to tell you, that's almost a 100% tip off that it's a scam. Most people are going to accept your credit card or if you want to do a check or something like that. But if someone says, boy, we'd like you to pay with a gift card, particularly, in this case, a lot of people say that it was someone that identified themselves as being from the government, Social Security or who knows what it might be. They were basically impersonating, a government official, and they said, will you pay for a gift card? Well, no, that's not how the government is going to be paid. I mean, you can't pay your taxes with a gift card. So if someone asks you to do that, that's a scam. So yeah, if someone asks you to do that, I can guarantee you there's probably a 99.99% chance that that's a scam.
And real, a couple quick things to remember, folks. Always keep your receipt when you buy a gift card. Check it over. Make sure that it hasn't been monkeyed with. That's one way to detect if it's been tampered. And if you are scammed, they can contact you guys to report it. And there's a couple other agencies that you can contact, too, if you've been scammed with gift cards, right?
Yeah. You want to make certain that you contact, obviously, BBB and also make certain that you to contact the Federal Trade Commission, the Internet Crime Complaint Agency, and also the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. You can find all those online, but let them know that indeed this has happened because it is something that is just rampant out there.
One more. Go ahead.
If you go to BBB, report it on bbbscamtracker.org, scamtracker.org.
Okay, cool. Now, one last thing. Everybody's talking about the new magical mystery cure, CBD oil. But, of course, scammers are taking advantage of that, too. And you kind of want to watch out for the free trials, right?
Yeah, we did a study a couple of years ago on these free trials in general. And, these are they're promoting things like wrinkle cream or weight loss products or things like that. And what they'll do is they'll say, hey, try this. It's a free trial. All you got to do is pay for shipping and handling. Just give us your credit card. Well, what happens is you give them your credit card and all of a sudden you keep getting this product month after month. They keep charging you now for it. You don't want the product and it's almost impossible to get it canceled, to get that free trial offer, so to speak, the monthly charge canceled. Well, the hot product right now, as you said, Frank, is the CBD products, the CBD oil. So there's a lot of these offers right now out there for these free CBD trial offers. A lot of times they're using celebrities to endorse it. These celebrities don't actually endorse it, but they use their images. A couple of popular ones we've seen are these TV ministers. Joel Osteen and Joyce Meyer seem to be the popular names and pictures that they're using. Once again, what happens is, hey, I think I might try this, you know, CBD oil. I've heard a lot about this. This isn't going to really cost them anything. Let me try this. And once again, what's going to happen is you'll have to pay for shipping and handling. So they're going to give you, you're going to give them your credit card and you're going to get the product and then they're going to charge you the next month and the next month and the next month. And you're going to say, hey, I really don't want this. How do I stop this charge? And it's going to be almost impossible. So whenever you sign up for a free trial offer, you want to make certain that there is some easy, quick way to cancel that. If you can't find that, don't sign up for it. You know, there's got to be a website. There's got to be an 800 number. There's got to be some place where you can go to and say, hey, thank you, but no thank you. You know, stop. Don't charge my credit card anymore. And that's what these free trial offers are trying to do. They want your credit card. They're going to charge you for 3 or 4 months until you either get it canceled or you cancel that credit card.
Now, my thing has always been, and this is not what you guys at the BBB are recommending, so I'm not putting words in your mouth, but my own personal thing has always been, if somebody, and I don't do it that much anyway because I don't buy a lot of stuff, but use gift cards that are reloadable. That way, if you sign up for a thing and you have to pay $50, so you put $50 on it, you give them that number, well, the money's gone. If they come back to it to hit it up again and you want it to go away, well, they're not going to get anything because there's no more money on it because you don't put any more money on it. So when it dries up, it's all gone, you know? So that's...
Yeah. Well, yeah. And frankly, you know, that's not necessarily a bad strategy at all. You know, like with a debit card, we actually... for our daughter, we have a debit card for her. And the reason we got her the debit card was that reason right there is, you know, we allow her to put so much on it. And if something happens to that, or if, you know, she gets scammed or what have you, hey, we know we're only going to lose that much money. And it's not an open checkbook, so to speak. So, that's not necessarily a bad strategy.
And with a debit card with your bank, and sometimes even with a credit card, depending upon how it's set up, you can use their apps to turn that card off, which,
yes.
You know,
yes.
So that's a good thing there that might help you out as well.
Yeah. And in fact, the credit card companies now have caught on to these free trial offers, and they are instituting a lot of those different, you know, levers and devices, so to speak, where you can turn that off or turn it off for a specific vendor or something like that. So yeah, absolutely, that's a great strategy that you've come up with.
And see, and my other thing is too, is that when they tell you, know, hey, you can get a second one for free, just pay separate processing and handling, or you know, you can get this, just pay a separate fee. Well, then it's not free.
Right.
That's just me. I don't know. But oh, well. BBB, you guys have a great website, Scam Tracker and everything. Where do we find you?
BBB.org and ScamTracker.org. You can check out Trustworthy Businesses. We have over 20,000 businesses in Central Indiana on our in our website, and also 3,800 accredited businesses. BBB.org. If you've been scammed or attempted to be scammed, or just want to check out what scams are going on in your area, go to scamtracker.org. All free to the public.
Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Again, it's BBB.org, Central Indiana, I should say. Tim, thanks for being with us. Take his advice to heart. There's a way to save you some money there. And if you want to go back and listen to this program again, we've got it for you right now on our website. You can download it, listen to it as a podcast. It's all there for you. Again, head to their website for more information. We will see you again next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.